What's going on? This is Mike Floki Mason.
Hello, this is Griffin G-Dog.
Hey, what's up? This is Hector.
What up? This is Michael Sean, and we're the hosts of Swing No Combo, the Dragon Ball Fusion World card game podcast. This is your ultimate guide to mastering the Fusion World card game. Each episode, we'll dive into strategies, deck building tips, and gameplay analysis to help you unleash your inner champion. Whether you're a seasoned player or just starting out, we've got the insights you need to power up your skills and dominate the competition. Join us every episode as we explore the world of the Dragon Ball Fusion World card game. So shuffle your decks and let's get started. All right, I'm here with Hector, and we are talking blue today.
Yeah, this is a very special topic that I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, me too. So when the game came out, I was like, blue was my color, but I played a lot of red too because Krillin was in red, so I had to play red, right? And then I quickly like started playing Trunks, and I played Trunks all the way till FBO4, okay. I think. FBO4. And then FBO5 was like too fast for Trunks all of a sudden. So, but we are talking specifically about Satan City, which is a deck that both of us have played quite a bit. You more than me. I didn't play it for any tournaments.
No,
But I played it a lot on the side.
Yep.
But you played it for like a lot of tournaments too, right?
Yeah. Since set three, I took it more serious in set four.
Yeah.
And went to Ultimate Battles, the store regionals.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And did pretty well with it too.
Yeah. I think I did pretty good. Like, especially in the Ultimate Battles.
Right.
Not the store champs, but Ultimate Battle, I definitely was always in like the top three, top four.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, so obviously the deck was really good. There definitely was a point where Satan City was like undisputedly the best deck. It was winning a lot of tournaments, a lot of regionals back to back.
Yep.
It was like very represented.
Yep.
I guess the first question we should address is just why is that? Why is Satan City so good?
Oh, so these questions, shout out to Mike if he's listening. He gave us these questions.
Yay, Floki.
But Floki, aka Floki. But yeah, I think Saint City, just the engine itself is very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, Sharpener, reducing the cost by one, making all the extras very free.
Yes.
One cost Videl, playing a two cost Videl to allow you to get back your Earthlings. Irisa, searching top five.
Yep.
I think the field card, playing something for just two.
Yeah.
So just being able to cheat out characters onto the battlefield.
Right.
And Pilaf making it just like the engine much better as a whole.
Right. So aside from Manga Booster set release, the last like three or four set releases, you know, you can like pick whatever leader you want to play with your sealed pool.
Yeah.
Generally, I pick Satan City Goku because the leader's effect to me is just so broken.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you get to draw two and put one on top, so you're seeing twice as many cards as every other deck. Yeah. I guess Bardock can kind of see two cards, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I would say Satan City's effect is better because you can put a card that you already have in your hand that's dead on top of your deck after using that skill, right? And then the fact that you can also turn your field, a zero combo, or even a 5K combo card into a 10K by resting it, if you have seven or fewer cards, with Goku is just, like, absolutely broken.
Yeah.
It's so good. I think the leader itself is, like, even if Satan City as an archetype goes away, I think Haloku as a leader is still really strong.
Oh, yeah. You just need another engine that needs to manipulate the deck to be able to use him to his full potential.
Right. Before we get to that, though, what about Satan City's, like, engine? You mentioned Sharpener. I gotta say, when we were getting a ban list, I thought for sure Sharpener was going to be banned.
Yeah, I personally thought Sharpener and Girls with Short Hair either banned or limited to one.
Yeah.
And I thought Final Hope Slash was going to get banned.
Yeah.
And just leave Pilaf alone, but, you know.
Alas. Yes. We'll get to Pilaf in a moment. But, I mean, Sharpener's busted. Let's talk one cost Videl, too. You mentioned that. That's another card. Absolutely insane. You can play your two drop Videls for one energy, basically. Mm-hmm. Plus it being a 5K swinger, right? So it comes in, it's a 5K swinger, which means if your opponent's leader is unawakened, you could tap it, throw a 10K combo on there, which, by the way, you're going to get back for free with the two-drop Videl that you're going to play from its skill. Or if your opponent's leader is already awakened, you can swing the Videl, You can put a final hope on it. Now you get a 25K body.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so broken. And what I find myself doing a lot when I play the deck, even now, is if I have three energy that I want to use, I'll drop a two-drop Videl, and I'll drop the one-drop Videl. Yeah. I'll swing the one-drop, play Final Hope Slash, ideally for free if Sharpener's on the board. Yeah. Or first I'll swing the two-drop, then I'll then I bounce the two-drop to hand, then play the same two-drop with that Videl skill. Like, that's insane value.
Yeah, that's three swings right there, 20, 20, and 25.
Oh, and by the way, she's got 10K combo on her, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. And once you see one, you don't really need more, like, because it keeps returning to your hand.
Yeah.
So unlike a lot of other cards, which have to KO themselves to play the free card.
Yeah.
Videl looks at the top card. If it's Satan City, she returns herself to the hand and plays the free card.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you see one, that's all you need.
Yeah, and sometimes you can't even use her ability just to put it back in your hands, a 10K combo.
Right.
Like, you don't even need to, like, place another Videl down.
Right.
If you don't have one, you just want to get it back into your hand. So, you know, you keep it safe from red minus NA or killing it or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, put a pin in this about Pilaf in a second, because I think that this card and Pilaf are, like, a big reason why the deck is different now. But the last thing I wanted to mention about the engine itself is FBO3, Satan City comes out, right? Satan City comes out. The deck is a little bit underwhelming, right? It's not bad, but it's a little underwhelming. However, there are two blue cards that when they came out, I didn't even realize that they had Satan City on them because Satan City wasn't on the radar yet.
Yeah.
Two of the best blue cards in the game, period, are Satan City cards. You've got the two-drop Videl, which every blue deck plays because it's a 20K swinger that if you have seven or fewer cards, you get a card, an Earthling, two or less, cost two or less, which is something that sometimes people forget that it's cost twos as well. As long as it's not a Videl, you get it back to your hand. That's just played in all blue decks. Like, it's just good by itself, right?
Yep.
Also happens to be Satan City.
Yep.
Then you've got the four-drop Gohan, 30K swinger. When it hits the board, if you have seven or fewer, you bottom deck two threes.
I think it's three or less.
Three or less, yeah. Wait, for what? The Videl?
Videl, yeah.
Videl's three or less?
I believe so.
We should check it. Might be right. No, it's three or less?
Three or less. Okay.
Three or less, dude?
Yeah.
Okay. That's nuts.
Making sure.
I don't even think I've ever grabbed a three drop with Videl before.
No, I know. I definitely never grabbed a three drop. It's always been one drops.
Okay. So, yeah. No, that's a good correction. So, Videl's even more broken because it grabs three or less cards as well, which is crazy. That's actually kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that, but now I might find an excuse. So Satan City doesn't really play threes.
No, not like that ever. I can think of.
Yeah.
There's only ones, twos, and fours.
Right, right. Okay, so Videl, broken. Gohan, 30K swinger.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom decks, two guys.
Yeah.
Another card, absolutely broken. We play it in all the blue decks.
Yep.
Not so much anymore, but back in the day, back in FBO3, all the blue decks played it. You know, if you were playing Goku Black or Vegeta or Trunks, like, you were playing that card. So also happens to be Satan City, because why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy, crazy. So you get access to two of the best cards in the game that you're going to play anyway, but that also happen to be part of your engine, too.
Yeah, yep. And then Great Saiyaman 1 and Great Saiyaman 2.
Yeah.
You know, be able to just play out another, play 20K and then 30K right after that.
Yeah.
Those are really two good cards, both 10K combos.
So nuts.
You can use them for combo power as well.
Yeah.
Cheat it out with the field spell. Makes it even more broken to play a 4/4/2 and get another body out. So,
dude, it's crazy. Honestly, that effect is good for 4 energy, but the fact that you can get it for 2 is insane. Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. This is Michael Sean, and I'd just like to let you know that this podcast was recorded in Unison Studios. If you would like to record your own podcast or learn more about how to produce your own audio projects, you can go to unisonstudios.org to find out what it's all about. The studio is owned and operated by one of your hosts, me, and it has everything you need to produce your own audio projects. Please don't hesitate to reach out with any questions. That's unisonstudios.org. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled podcast with some breaking news. Card leaks have been spotted in the Fusion World community, and we here at Channel Swing No Combos are dedicated to getting you live news on card spoilers and potential combo power in your community every 2 weeks. I'm here with my co-host, Floki. Floki, what are your thoughts?
Listen, man, all I have to say, there's two Shenrons, the Shadow Dragons are back to play, and Oreo and Frieza are a thing again?
Yeah.
So we're going to go through everything super fast for you. Lightning round. Goryeo is the red leader for this set. Is a stock leader on the front. On the back side, when attacking, draw one card. Activate main once per turn. Discard one card from your hand. During this turn, the next time, you would activate a skill on the card with D8 in its card name from your hand to or battle area. Reduce the skill by 2.
That's going to work very well with the evolve cards that are getting spoiled as well.
Yeah, it's going to be super, super strong to see how the Daima clan continues to rise in the world, the fusion world.
Yeah, more and more Daima. But let's talk about this new blue leader. Sin Shenron on the front side, Omega Shenron on the back side, GT, as you said. On the front side, we have something a little different. It awakens at 6, but you need to have 7 or more cards with Shadow Dragon in your drop to do so.
And it flips over and doesn't draw a card.
It doesn't draw a card. Interesting note. But on that backside, we have one attacking draw card and permanent your turn when you would pay the cost of an extra with Shadow Dragon and its traits from your hand once per turn. You may place the same number of cards with Shadow Dragon and their special traits as the cards cost from your drop to the bottom of your deck in a random order instead.
Yeah, what's good with all these extra, like free extras now? First with Kid Koo, now with this. By the way, shout-outs to having more GT support. Love that. Speaking of new support, we got superhero support coming in the form of Piccolo. Orange Piccolo is now in the game.
Orange Piccolo from the superhero movie from a few years ago. Fun little fact about me, that was the first piece of Dragon Ball media that I ever watched.
Excellent. So it's still a stock leader. What we mean by that is it draws one when attacking, and at 4 or less, it awakens, and you can draw on that. On the backside, when attacking, draw one card, and then auto. When the opponent's card attacks, you may choose one battle card with a cost of 3 or more and superhero in its card name in your battle area. If you do, switch the attack target to the chosen card. Then this skill can't activate for the turn, meaning we got to redirect in this game.
I don't know if Loki, this feels like blocker with extra steps.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of great cards that have already been announced for this set that's going to be really, really interesting. Kind of like that Frieza leader that we got.
Yeah, this Frieza leader is a normal on the front side, but on the back side, when attacking, draw a card. It's Golden Frieza. End of your turn trigger. Pay 1 energy. Reveal the top card of your life. And if you revealed a battle card with a cost of 6 or less and Frieza Clan in its special traits, you may play it.
I don't know, man. This sounds like if you play other card games, a la One Piece, for example, there's a lot of great leaders in that game that play off of your life and plays free battle cards. So if you kind of play that game, that kind of gives you the similar vibe.
I mean, free is good, but is it worth the life?
If we will find out. And the last thing we got to talk about, listen, I saw those 7 Dragon Balls over there that you got like in the corner. You got to be careful with those.
I'll be careful.
Yeah, you have to be. Dragon Ball on the front side, it becomes a 20K leader when your life is at 4 or less, and it can't attack. And then on the back, to awaken, you need to have 7 of them things in the drop, and then you draw one card, and then you become the dragon, and you summon the dragon.
Them things is Dragon Balls, by the way.
And then anyways, permanent, this card still can't attack on its backside and activate main, switch this card to rest mode, play 1 battle card with a cost of 7 or less from your drop and flip this card back over to the front side. The Dragon Balls get scattered once again as everything from your drop comes back into your deck and then you shuffle the first leader and first card text in this game that recognizes the word shuffle.
Yeah, shuffle is brand new, and I don't know if I like it.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of it. There's a lot of great support for it. But, you know, these great leaders, we get to talk about these so much in the next couple weeks. But I think we need to get back to the studio and have the rest of this podcast happen, don't you think?
I think so.
Awesome.
Okay, so everything was good. Life was great for Satan City.
Yep.
It was the top of the pie. And we all knew something had to be done because it was winning a lot more than other decks were,
Yep. Which
is fair. The only deck that could kind of keep up with it was Boo.
Yeah.
Boo was kind of getting there.
Green Androids also.
Good point. Yeah.
It was a very tough matchup.
Green was tough. Yeah.
Like, it was winnable, but it was a very hard win because Androids just played so many big bodies that
right.
If you couldn't take care of it right away.
Yeah.
Or if you did and they dropped another big body and you couldn't take care of the second one, then
right. You're
kind of behind.
Yeah. If you stumbled at all, like if you weren't aggro enough, which put a pin in that because we'll get back to that at the end of the episode too as well. Because we'll talk about the stumbling turns with Satan City. At least I will, as my response to the final question. But everything was good. Life was good, right? We had a pretty good matchup spread, right? Green is always a tough matchup for blue anyway. But we had a pretty decent matchup spread. And then they hit us with this ban list. Not only do they hit Satan City, but they hit blue as a color.
Yeah.
By hitting Pilaf.
Yeah.
Which is like the best card in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Best blue card in the game.
Absolute nuts. Okay, so yeah, one drop. So I mentioned already that one of the big losses for this is that you can't loop your one drop Videl anymore.
Yeah.
Because the two drop Videl says that you can get a three or less Earthling non-Videl.
Yeah.
Non-Videl Earthling. So you can't get that one drop Videl back ever.
Exactly.
Once it's in the drop for good. That's it. Because Pilaf was the only card that could get it.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you've got all these other targets for Pilaf too, like your field, like all your extra cards, really. Mm-hmm. Great Saiyaman, which is like a way worse card when it's not something you can grab with Pilaf.
Yeah.
Girls with Short Hair, which is still an absolutely busted card, but better when you had it on demand,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Final Hope Slash, obviously.
Yeah.
I know one of the things I did with my deck was play more Final Hopes because I can't recycle them with Pilaf.
Yeah.
And then just generic like 10K combo cards, like Sharpener, stuff like that. Earth like once somebody deals with your Sharpeners, they're gone.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, you can get those back with Videl, but it oftentimes feels bad.
It's a little slower now
yeah.
to get those back now instead of being a little quicker
yeah.
by playing the one-drop Pilaf and just being able to get all your guys back.
And, of course, the kill turn for all blue decks where it's like you just got to out-combo your opponent. So you go Pilaf into Pilaf into Pilaf into Pilaf into a 10K.
Yeah.
And you just have a 50K combo right there. It's like, it's tough. It's tough without Pilaf. What, I don't know. What else do you have to? Do you have anything more to add to the Pilaf, or should we just talk about what the heck do we do now?
No, I think you pretty much nailed it. Pilaf gone in period hurt all blue decks.
Yeah.
So one card ban killed a whole color.
It really did.
It really killed a whole color.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, if they really wanted to hit Halo Cool, they could have just hit Final Hope Slash, Sharpener, Girls with Short Hair, and that's it.
Yeah.
Keep it like that.
Right.
That's my opinion because Pilaf, Blue needed it to keep up with other decks because the fact that Blue has a restriction of being seven or less in hand to activate any of the abilities. Now, you know, going into the manga set, they're kind of getting away from it from the childhood.
I think they are too,
a little bit. But like the older blue stuff, they all need to be seven or less. So like Pilaf kind of balanced, in my opinion anyways, it kind of balanced like playing against red and they have 12 cards in hand. I have to have seven.
Yeah,
but
right.
But with Pilaf and I go Pilaf.
Yeah.
That kind of helps me balance back.
Right.
So I can kind of keep up with their hand size or their field size as well.
Yeah, the recycling, right? When you have the low hand size, you got to make sure all those have combo.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is by recycling your combo cards from drop. And that's what Pilaf was so good at.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it does feel like they're getting away from the seven or less a little bit in their new stuff. I mean, we've got a lot of extra card focus right now. And then we've got a lot of self-mill focus in blue. And those seem to be like kind of the identities for blue moving forward. Less of the seven or less. But I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll get some kind of support. I think they banned Pilaf because it was a game design restriction where you can't, like, every time you design a one-drop Earthling, you have to think about Pilaf.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, for like, to make their lives easier, it's an easier ban.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like they design their color
after this
at the same time. So it just feels bad right now. I'm hoping that blue catches up.
Yeah. Hopefully next set seven, Shenron looking really strong right now.
Sure.
And, you know, we'll talk about that some other time. But yeah, hopefully blue catches up. Like I said, I think Childhood Goku is a good deck. I've seen a lot of Japan players playing Goku Black for some reason. I don't know why, but they're doing successful with that. So maybe blue can be there. But right now, everybody's on the yellow and red hype train. So blue's not being looked at right now.
Right. So since Pilaf got banned, you and I have both been kind of on a little bit of a mission. Or at least a side mission to keep playing Satan City and see if it's still good. Partly for this podcast, but also partly because I genuinely do like playing the deck. It is fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So what did you put in your deck that replaces Pilaf, or maybe you shifted the deck's direction away from Pilaf?
So basically what I've added into the deck to make it more consistent is Tien from FBO five?
I think five, yeah.
I think five or six. I can't remember. He's a 4-drop, 0, 30K critical.
Yep.
And he lets you add 2 extra cards with different names back to your hand.
Yeah.
So I do that combo with Goku Black. So right. You play Goku Black for 6, attack, play that, get your two extra cards back.
Yep.
If you do have Sharpener, start doing your little Sharpener thing. The only problem with that is, like, they're not saying City. So right. If you can't really grab, like, Short Hair, so you got to wait, like, a turn and stuff like that. But
right.
That's, like, one way of kind of replacing Pilaf a little bit. I also added, I went, like, one more up on the Saiyan City, the Great Saiyans.
Right.
So I did, like, a 3-3 line. I've been trying that out as well. I think that's, like, the only... I did put Final Hope Slash to 3
yeah.
instead of 2 so I could see it more often.
I think you have to.
And then the deck right now is, like, running at, like, 58.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. I'm trying to get it cut down to, like, 54
yeah.
to be more consistent. But right now... those are my changes.
Yeah, mine's 55 right now. I had the same issue where I was like, I don't know what to cut here.
Yeah.
Because you kind of need stuff. So I put my big thing was, okay, if I don't have Pilaf and like recyclable sharpeners and stuff like that, I think I need to be awakened so that I can have my leader skill.
Yeah.
So one of the things I added to the deck right away was 4 Mai. Which I ended up cutting down to 3.
Okay.
But Mai is really cool because if people hold you at 6, which happens a lot in this meta right now because you start playing bodies, you want to be swinging with your Videls.
Yeah.
Especially because I think mostly the deck is an aggro deck now.
Yeah, I could see that.
So most of the matchups that I play, unless it's like the very aggressive like Daimaku or Giblet or, I don't know, something else that's very aggressive, you know? Or just if they come out of the gate, super aggressive. Kid Ku,
Vegeta, Green Vegeta.
Green Vegeta, aggressive. Stuff like that. Those are kind of the only decks where I'm like, I'm going to try to lay back on this matchup. Every other deck, I'm like, I need to hit them as hard as I can, as fast as I can.
Yeah.
I'll even like awaken them super early. Like, I don't even care. I'm just like, I need to swing face as much as possible.
Yeah, I hear you.
So a lot of times what I find myself is like turn 3-ish, I've got 6 life. And I can drop that Mai for 1 energy and take the 2 life, get to 4, and then I have my leader skill online. If I establish a sharpener, I can do that. Or sometimes even on turn 3, I play the Mai for 1, take the 2 life, swing with leader, set something up for the field, spend the other 2 energy on the field, and I already have like a 20K and a 30K on the board.
Gotcha.
Or in the aggro matchups, I'll drop that Gohan and remove 2 of their bodies that they've played.
Okay.
Especially if they went first and they're on 3 energy and they got 3 energy shenanigans, right?
Yeah.
So I like Mai a lot in mine. I also went up to 3 Final Hope. I wasn't running Goku Black at all in the previous iteration of the deck. I was running 1 Double Striker and 1 6-Drop Vegeta.
The Double Striker, which one?
The one that on play you double the next extra. Which I'll mention that in a second too. But I cut the Vegeta and I just went 2 Goku Blacks.
Okay.
So now my top end is like 1 of those Double Strikers and 2 of the Goku Blacks. Okay. I almost never see I feel like every time I see the Double Striker, it's on an Erasa and it goes to the bottom of the deck. Like, I don't think I've played it a single time. Actually, I played it in 1 game since Pilaf got banned. Like,
oh, wow, okay.
But I think it still needs to be in there.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, I never see it.
Okay.
One of my favorite things to do with the deck right now is if you go second, I'll go on turn 5, drop the Goku Black, and then charge to 6, drop another Goku Black.
Okay.
And just try to like keep getting that Saiyaman combo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like it's so aggressive.
Yeah.
But even again against aggro, you could do the same thing. You can curve into like either maybe you can curve into a Zeno.
Yeah.
And then drop a Goku Black after that, which reestablishes your Gohan to whatever they played after the Zeno. So there's definitely still some options with the deck that I think. It's good. Like, what I'm doing is good.
Yeah.
My problem is not so much that the cards we're adding in are not Saiyan City. My problem is that we're adding in a lot of 0 combo cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the deck doesn't combo anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
That is a problem. Because in my other version that I tried, I did 3 of the 5 cost Double Striker and 2 Goku Blacks with 3 Great Saiyan Mans.
Yeah.
So, like,
I think that's a must too. Got to be 3. I mean, three of the Saiyaman?
Not Saiyaman's, Zeno. Zeno. 3.
Oh, okay.
3 Zenos. So, like, to control the board as well for those aggro decks.
Sure.
And yeah, it doesn't, I don't know. It's very hard because the the space, the deck is very tight because you need to run all those Satan City cards.
You have to,
you have to do four of each. Maybe the only one that you don't need to do four of each is like the Gray Sandman extra or the field. You could probably do like three and three.
Mm.
But other than that, like everything else, you need like four ofs.
Yeah.
Maybe Gohan can go down to
that. Yeah, I'm on three. Gohan, I'm on three of that. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because the TN kind of replaced one of the Gohans.
Okay, sure.
And then I also am trying the other two calls Videl that has 10K combo power.
Yeah.
So I've been trying that. Just I have to like, have more combo in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give it also an option as well, if I don't have the other, you know, the two calls Videl,
yeah,
at least I have another one.
The good two calls. The good one.
Yep.
There's the good one and there's the one with combo power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on four of the good one and two of the ones with combo power.
Yeah,
and it does come up. The vanilla, sometimes I'll even pay two for it, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't run the Tien in mine. I tried Jackie Chun.
Okay.
And that was actually on Griffin. Griffin was talking about it. He was like, maybe it's Jackie Chun. Three is not a good number for the deck.
I don't think
you don't want to tap three energy for anything.
Yeah, I don't think it's good at all in the deck because the whole like, I don't know. Is you got paid? You got to play the extra.
Yeah.
And the reason it's good in childhood is because you could cheat it out easily with the extra card.
Right.
And paying three for that doesn't feel that great. But then you pay three, if you don't have a sharpener and you don't play an extra, it's just a body now on the board.
Dude, and my sharpeners never stick around.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot keep a sharpener on the board.
No, especially with red running around. No, definitely can't.
Well, everybody's got one-drop hate, too. Like, green has a ton of one-drop hate right now. Like, I saw people playing Kami, like, left and right, dude. Like, so that's a big thing. And then, obviously, blue has always had one-drop hate.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. And then red's got the negging. So, like, that's basically one drop hate. Yeah. It's like every color has one drop hate.
Yep.
Black has one drop hate with the 10X. Yeah. Like, dude, it's crazy. Like, it never sticks around. So, sharpener is a much worse card without peel off, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't easily get it back anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole thing about the Halo Coup engine right now is that peel off kind of helped it stay consistent by grabbing your pieces back.
Right.
I think the engine is good. It's just slower now.
Right.
And it feels like with the limitation of being seven or less, you are limited and you can't get your resources back as fast as you did with Pilaf. Because at least you have Pilaf and Videl. Not all you have is Videl.
Right.
And then if you are playing TN, like for my build, sometimes that feels bad too to drop it for four to grab two extras
that you can't play.
That I can't play right away because I don't have enough Satan City cards for girls with short hair.
Right.
Or sharpeners not on the board. So I have to wait a turn. Yeah, it's cool. It's a 30K critical, but that's really it. That's all it is.
That's a real thing, too, where you, when you drop one of these non-Satan City cards, like a Goku Black, for instance, if you drop a Goku Black with nothing on the board, even if you grab Great Saiyaman 2 to play the Great Saiyaman, that's only two Satan Cities.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the field, you can't girls with short hair off of that.
Yeah.
You know? And the same is true with Tien. And for me, the same is true with Mai. I found if I drop Mai early, what happens is sometimes I'll have Mai and two other cards.
Okay.
And it's like, that's not three for girls with short hair. Like, you need three.
Yeah.
So it's tough. If you don't have the sharpener, that's another card that's much worse. Because sharpener is much worse, girls with short hair is much worse too.
Yeah.
Because that card is really, like, I mean, it's a good card, but it's really hard to play if you don't have sharpener.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a tough one.
And like you said, with all the one drop hate, it's hard to keep consistently one drops on the board.
Right.
Pilaf allowed that to happen. Allowed you to have consistently one drops on the board so you can play girls with short hair.
Right. It's tough. It's tough. So that's, I mean, this is the big question, right? Can we still play this deck? Is it still good?
Right now, in my honest opinion, nah. It's not good at all with yellow Boo and red Cell being like one of the best decks right now in this format.
Mm.
Cell just negs so much the board that to try to, again, try to keep him one drops on the board to play girls with short hair or the Gray Saiyaman card to bottom deck their stuff is hard because they just neg so much. They literally neg a 30K to zero just like that. So, and then with Boo being able to like tap all your stuff, you know, if you are playing extra cards on your opponent's turn, now those are shut off. All your 10Ks that you have on the board, they're all rested now.
Yeah.
So now they're shut off. So like Boo just gets more aggressive towards your face and you have no 10K combo because you're putting it all on the board.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I think the deck is still like tier two, but I don't think it has a place like in the greater meta.
Yeah.
So here's why, right? Okay, here's the dream. Here's the dream with my deck, right? My dream is turn one, drop the field.
Yeah.
Turn two, you got a couple options. Ideally, if you can like Videl and like Sharpener or something, yeah, and then drop the two drop Videl and swing, mm-hmm, sick, right? Okay. Turn three, you swing, you play my Awaken.
Yeah.
Swing, set up the Great Saiyaman. You've already comboed the three drop, mm-hmm, hit the field, drop the drop the two bodies, swing, right? Yeah. They should be at four or maybe even three by that point.
Yep.
Going in, and then if you have a Sharpener, you can play a field, but like that, let's not get too crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Turn four, you establish a field. You could do like a Videl loop or something.
Yeah.
Turn five, same deal. Establish a field. You could do a Videl loop, or you could break the field again. Turn six, Goku Black. Turn seven, Goku Black, or the Double Striker. And hopefully you've won by now.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
That is so good. If you can get that, it's so good. Yeah. The problem is most of the time I spend turns three to five doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the problem is, like, if you don't have the cards in hand, like, maybe you had just... What if you don't see your four-drop Great Saiyaman?
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. Like, I've got the Great Saiyaman 2s. I could even set them up and play them, but it's like, mm-hmm, I don't have the vanilla in my drop yet. Yeah. And it's like, a lot of turns, usually most games, I'll have one turn that's absolutely dead.
Yeah.
That I literally just can't even play Erasa, can't do anything.
Gotcha.
And if I didn't have that dead turn, I probably could have won the game, but it's like, I find that I'm getting those dead turns almost every time I play.
Okay.
So... Okay. That's a little tough. I will say, I think the deck's actually kind of good against aggro,
okay,
which I did not expect. I expected to fold to aggro, but I think a lot of aggro right now is three drops. So if you can keep looping that Gohan, dude, which you should be able to do,
I
run three and then the two Goku Blacks to recycle it.
Yeah.
Then you even have the Zeno if it gets really out of control. It's like, it actually, I think, is really good, and they awaken themselves. And what happens is you could spend one turn on the Gohan, try to swing, maybe get him down to three, and then you could Videl loop or... drop a Goku Black on like turn five or six and do that recycle and kill him.
Yeah.
So I actually think the deck is really good against aggro, but I don't think you're as fast as some of the fast decks.
No, definitely not. It's definitely lost its consistency because of Pilaf being gone.
Yeah.
So everything just takes a little longer to set up and,
takes
a little more time to actually do things and get things going. Because if you focus on the whole, like, one thing I wanted to talk about was Final Hope Slash with Videl.
Yeah.
You can still do the loop. It's just not as strong as it used to be.
Right.
You know, so like you said before in the beginning, you play the two drop, Videl, swing, get Final Hope Slash, play the one cost, swing, get the Videl back, flip a card, play the Videl, swing again.
Yeah.
Now you got an option. Do I grab the Final Hope Slash? Do I grab Sharpener? Do I grab something else?
Right.
Like, Videl just limits you to like that one card
that you have to,
which card is important right now?
Right.
Is Girl with Short Hair important? Is Erisa more important? Do I need to keep searching stuff?
Right.
Do I need to get the field spell back again?
Yeah.
So, like, Videl is good. It's just Videl and Pilaf just made everything so much easier.
It's not enough anymore.
No,
it's so good. It's such a good card. But a lot of times, Satan City, it's a combo deck. You need multiple cards.
Yeah.
And you need multiple cards to stay on the board. And things don't stay on the board anymore in Dragon Ball.
No, not
unless
right now.
They have barrier. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
And that's another problem, too. That's why I think, like, yellow kind of beats blue right now. Because blue, biggest problem was always barrier. Barrier card. Once a barrier Frieza dropped or the Buu dropped.
Can't do anything about it.
You either swing into it and let them waste combo power,
right?
But now you're not hitting their life.
Now you gotta kill them.
Now you gotta try to kill them. So now you gotta leave that guy alone. You can't do nothing about it.
No, you can't.
Nothing happens to it. So
With
the new Boo and the new Babidi card, giving things blocker, and then the combo with barrier and blocker, it just makes it even harder and stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm not convinced that Boo auto wins the matchup yet.
Okay.
I honestly have not played it enough to say, because I think on paper it is winning, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously. But I actually think blue might have a shot into it because you can bottom deck the thing they give blocker, which is kind of cool. You can bottom deck the thing that they give blocker. So you can't take care of the Babidi, but you should be able to bottom deck the thing that they give blocker before they have a chance to block with it.
Yeah, unless if they give it to a Boo, then you can't
Right.
Because it has barrier.
The three drop, like, yeah. That's really slow, though. If they go that slow, you might just be able to kill them.
The thing is that they usually give barrier to the four drop or five drop, and Gohan doesn't target those. So you got
to use Hercule. Yeah.
You got to go Hercule, then Gohan.
Right.
Or if you're playing Vegeta from starter deck,
you
could get the four drop, but then like the five drop is still there. And if you have enough dudes on the board, then you could go the extra card to target it. But then you got to have enough.
Do you have the dudes, though? Because they're resting them down and attacking them the whole game. So it's like, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah, I just don't know. It feels like it should be a somewhat winnable matchup, but I haven't played enough to say that that's the case. I've been doing really good against aggro, like I said. Cell is tough.
Yeah,
that's another one that I think it's a bad matchup, but I don't think it's an auto loss still. Yeah. Because I think, again, you can kind of like bottom deck everything that matters in that deck except for the five drop.
Yeah.
The four drop's probably not going to stay on the board that long anyway.
No, they usually pop it to like get something back. So.
Exactly. So it's like the five drop is fine. The problem is they can kill everything in your deck so easily.
Yeah.
It's a weird matchup. So, but again, I don't know that it's for sure an auto loss. The problem is that everything else is so much more consistent than you are.
Yeah.
So that's the issue, is that if you stumble in this meta, you just die.
Yeah.
You can't take a turn off. Like,
You can't just go draw a pass and that's it. Like you have to do something.
Like the Dirtle turn, you can't even do that. Like you can't even, like, if it's turn three and all you do is like play a field, play an Erasa, swing with your leader.
Yeah.
Like that's not good enough for this meta. You just die. Like they'll probably kill the Erasa vicariously somehow.
You
won't even get the combo out of it. Like it's not great.
I thought about adding like cantrips to the deck and stuff like that, but
they actually make it
more inconsistent because
they do.
They're not staying city, and it kind of messes with the whole like the engine of the deck. So
I tried Marin. Yeah. I tried Marin. I couldn't get it.
I tried all that stuff, but it doesn't work.
So I still am gonna say it's like a tier two. I think it can still be tier two. I don't think we're gonna see it win a tournament anytime soon.
No,
like a regional.
Maybe the local warrior.
Definitely. Local warrior, but yeah, I think so too.
When it comes to like ultimate battles, store champs, regionals. Maybe ultimate battle, but like store champs and regionals, I don't think we're gonna see any kind of blue.
Yeah.
If we do see blue, I feel like it's just gonna be childhood,
right?
Or either mini Vegeta.
Yeah.
Are probably the only two blue decks, in my opinion,
right?
That we'll see in like higher level tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, if nobody's playing like Boo, it might be a meta call for like a local meta for an ultimate battle. If like your whole store is aggro all the time, like if everybody's playing like red and green aggro decks. Yep. I do think it kind of eats those for breakfast, which is cool.
Yeah.
So it could be like a meta call for that. But like aside from that, I'm not going to take it. I'm not taking it to a big tournament anytime soon for sure myself. Though I have had fun with the experience. I do enjoy playing the deck. I feel like the deck also, we should mention this too before we wrap, is that the deck is insanely hard to play. I think it's one of the hardest decks to play, especially in a post-Pilaf world. Because now you're sequencing. It's so much more important. The sequencing is way more important now. You never have sharpener. So again, the sequencing is way, way more important now than it's ever been. Your energy conservation.
Yeah.
Your comboing. Like you definitely have to be below seven cards like most of the time now because you need the leader to block something.
I've always said blue always takes a lot of skill to play because you have to be at seven or less. And I remember when I first started playing blue, that was the hardest thing was being at seven or less. And then once I got used to it, it became like second nature to me. It was like it was just seven or less. So I do agree. Blue as a whole color is a very, very skillful color in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Halo Cool was the exception. Like that's why I enjoy playing it so much.
Yeah.
And when I won, it felt great to win. Right. I know some people are gonna be like, oh, it was autopilot. I don't think so.
Definitely not.
I don't
think
Halo Cool was ever autopilot.
No way.
You do the same thing, like sharpener into this.
Right.
But like you gotta sequence everything correctly.
Yeah.
Top deck the right card.
Right.
Because you don't want to just top deck any card.
And keep combo in your hand.
Yeah. So like I felt like Halo Cool was definitely a very skillful deck.
Yeah, and I think it's even more so now.
Yeah.
Just because it's harder.
Yeah.
It's harder to get there. You have to have perfect turns.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah.
It's so punishing, dude. Mm-hmm. If you misplay with this deck, you just lose.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I think that's the biggest problem with it, is like you can kind of, you can like take a small misstep with some other decks and it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like if you mistap an energy, it means one less card on the board.
Yeah.
Oftentimes with this deck, right?
If
which is huge.
Less,
like you don't have seven or less. You don't have the leader value.
Yeah.
If you get caught with a hand of zeros that you can't get rid of, like it's bad. It's bad. If you misplay with the deck, it feels like you got one shot, and if you miss it, you lose.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is another reason why I'm not taking it to a tournament anytime soon. Because, like, once there's no takesy backsies, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I'm that good.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Well, this has been a good conversation. I hope at least it's been enjoyable to test the deck still. I know I've been having fun with it, even though I feel like we kind of reach a spot where it's like this probably isn't the play anymore.
Yeah, after today, I'm definitely gonna take it apart and put it back in the box.
Yeah. I think I might. I don't know. I might leave at least the core like aside or something to play for fun. But
I would like to. But if there is a card that ever comes out that helps you get extra cards easier,
yeah,
then I'll say I'll bring it back.
Maybe, but yeah.
Right now with TN, he's not
too much energy.
He's not the answer.
Too much energy, man. Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks so much for this conversation. It's been a good time. I hope it's been helpful for you guys listening, and we'll see you again in the next episode.
Yeah, deuces.
This episode was brought to you by your hosts, Michael Sean and Hector, and it was produced also by Michael Sean and Hector in Unison Studios. If you'd like to find out more about how to produce your own audio projects or podcasts, you can go to unisonstudios.org. UNISONSTUDIOS.ORG. Thanks for listening. You did it. You've made it all the way through this episode of Swing No Combo. Hopefully you're ready to put some new skills into practice in your next games. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we're looking forward to having you back next time on Swing No Combo, the Dragon Ball Fusion World card game podcast.